The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly, J'accuse. Your tech wreck.
Go on.
A number of weeks ago was the Dulux Visualizer.
Yeah.
So for people who didn't hear it, shame on them. But for people who didn't hear it, this was you take a photo of the wall in your house and you can kind of imaginary project paint colors onto it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were so enthused, were you, by this that you recommended it to the nation?
Yeah.
What's happened?
I have a pain in my face with paint samples. So the idea is it's very clever. It uses augmented reality, puts the colour on the wall. Mm. But what I've learned, and you'll laugh at me now for only realising this, but a paint sample looks entirely different when it's painted on your wall. Even if, as I did the other day, you spend 3 hours in a DIY store staring at the little samples that are painted on the wall,
unless the light is the same in that DIY store, Jess, it's going to look different on your wall when you get home.
I was on my hands and knees yesterday evening painting samples on different parts of the wall because the light obviously hits different parts of the wall, and not one of them looked like the samples or the app or anything.
So what you're saying is, you know what, sometimes go analog.
Yeah,
go analog. Buy a bit of paint and put it on the wall and see what it looks like.
Well, can I have another rant?
Okay, go on.
Paint sample pots.
Oh, yeah?
Far too big, far too expensive.
Yeah, how much are they?
Well, I've spent about 45 quid on the same, like three iterations of the same shade. So it can be anywhere from 2.50 up to 7 euros, the most
expensive.
Used to
be free. You used to get very small ones for free once upon a time.
Well, this is my campaign. You know, you probably don't know, but in...
People were just doing the whole house in them.
No, but this is the thing, is that back in the day in magazines, you used to flick through and there used to be samples of foundation or moisturiser or something in the very, very flat pack. Kind of like, you know, the handout of a towel that you get if you're eating chicken wings. You know, one of those disposable towels.
A moist towelette.
That's the one. So I think we need to campaign for paint samples to be that size, rather than charging me 7 quid for the wrong shade of the same colour.
All right, rant over. There's a general election coming, Jess.
That's my campaign. Vote me number one.
We'll be knocking at your door. You can put that to them.
Yes.
Too long didn't read TLDR. What is it this week?
Well, I need you to actually read this. I'm going to hand this document to you now.
Right.
This is a 24-page document, but as a parent, I think it is essential reading. It's called Parenting in the Digital World, and it's been put together by the Vodafone Foundation in Ireland. And essentially, it's a parent's guide to keeping your kids safe online.
Okay.
I don't know if you're in this space yet, but I know a lot of people email me looking for tips and tricks. When is the right time to give your kid a phone?
Yeah, this is phone related. So I say, do you think about why your child wants or needs a phone is the first thing on the checklist. We're not at that stage yet.
So this is the perfect time for you to read this, because what this does, I've read through every single page, and it's essentially a bit of prompting for parents to have amongst the adults in the house. And then if and when the moment comes that your child says, you know, I want a tablet of my own or I want a phone of my own, you know how to navigate those conversations. It also gives you really good explainers as to what the key apps that kids are going, what's that face for?
What's Kick?
This is the thing. There are apps out there
be
that
real?
Parents...
What's Be Real?
You have to have been in someone's Be Real by now.
No, what's a Be Real?
The people in the office who I've seen you on Be Real. So it's an app that will send you a push notification at a certain time of day, and you have to be real and show what you're up to.
Oh,
so you take a
sorry.
Selfie and then a picture of whatever's going on around you.
Yeah.
So there's a whole host of apps that young people, and I say that in air quotes, are using.
Discord.
Chatform.
Yeah.
So there's an awful lot that parents don't know, but kids are interacting with. What's happening more and more is that the older siblings of kids are giving, those people access to, whether it is Be Real or whether it is gaming platforms or whatever it is, kids are coming home and all of a sudden they want to be on them themselves. Parents who've emailed me over the years have said straight away that they feel out of their depth.
Yeah.
Yes, they use phones and tablets themselves, but it's completely different when you're handing over a device to a 10, 11, 12-year-old, some instances younger. So this, to me, is an excellent document. As I said, it is called the, the Parenting in a Digital World, Vodafone Foundation Ireland. There's an app in this that I would recommend if you have a young person in your life who has their first device. Now, this won't work with older teenagers, but there's an app that is completely free. It's called Tozy. T O-Z-I. And this is an app that has been produced in association with the Dublin City University's Anti-Bullying Centre and the ISPCC. And you put it on your phone, and I did it earlier on, even though I'm 35, and I find it really useful. So you can swipe through the cosmos and you can get some fun facts. You can get definitions, so you can get explanations as to what is cyberbullying or any of those big terms. You can get some tips. You can also do a quiz that is really worth doing if you are a young person and you're navigating your way in the online world, because it'll tell you what is normal or what is not normal when it comes to social media. It'll also prompt you to maybe consider some of the questions, you know, should I add strangers? What happens if I get a bad DM? Do I know what to do? And then there's also the link to chat to Childline as well, if that's something that's needed. But in terms of an information piece, talking to the people who need to be talked to, that is the young people themselves, it is excellent and it is completely free.
What's it called?
It's called Tozi. So T-O-Z-I. And I think every parent should put it on their phone, get familiar with it, and then have that conversation with your child. As I said, I read through that full document from the Vodafone Foundation. I found it really useful, even though I don't have kids. And I think it's really good to try and prompt some of, or use some of those prompts when you're in conversation with the young people in your life.
Michelle says, Jess, get some white paper, like lining wallpaper, paint the sample onto it, not the wall, and then move it around to different spots so you can check the different light and how it impacts on it. Somebody else says, paint samples are painted over white paint, so if you have a different base on your wall, it will look different. But Johnny says,
go on,
call into us at Weirs in Bagot Street, Jess, Dublin 4. We'll sort you out.
Oh, sure. Look, and just look at the state of my... I'm showing Kieran the state of my wall. I was in such a tiz yesterday.
Oh, my God. Johnny, in Weirs, your work is cut out for you.
Half the wall is painted the wrong colour because I'm in Egypt. So thank you, Johnny.
What is your tech tip this week?
Use Spotify to listen to audiobooks.
Okay.
You know the way I'm a huge advocate. I told you the only plane in the sky, I know today is 9/11. I told you about that audiobook. It's one of the best audiobooks I've ever listened to.
Brilliant.
If you're interested in getting a minute by minute, second by second account from different perspectives of what happened on September the 11th, the only plane in the sky, the audiobook is incredible. It's acted out. Each persona that's featured in the book, each account is voiced by a different actor. And it is just wonderful. But the good news is that you can now listen to audiobooks. If you're a Spotify premium subscriber, you can listen to audiobooks for free. Now, there is a caveat.
Okay.
If you go over a certain... Now, I haven't been able to get to the bottom of this. If you go over a certain number of hours listened, they will try to charge you $12.99 for more hours. I didn't do that. I just waited 4 days for the date to renew and then I'm back to the top again. But rather than paying 12 quid a month for Audible, or sometimes when you're using BorrowBox, which is the library's app,
yes,
sometimes titles aren't available. So if you're already paying for Spotify, listen to audiobooks and you will not regret it.
What's your tech rec this week?
Okay, it's a bit of a strange one, but I think in the context of the debate and the audio that we just heard and about the cats and the dogs and all the rest, there's a book that I started last night and I was awake until 2 o'clock this morning reading it. It is so compelling. It is called The Quiet Damage, QAnon and the Destruction of the American Family. And it's by Jessalyn Cook. And it tells the story of five Americans who became obsessed and involved with QAnon.
Oh, yeah.
Kieran, it is scary.
I love these QAnon ones. There was a great BBC QAnon podcast a few years
there
ago.
There was, yeah. I can't remember what it was called, but it was fantastic. Yeah. But this, like one of the persona that I'm on now, a guy called Matt, he was bored after work. He was scrolling through Facebook. He saw his mother or his wife's auntie share a link to a video on Facebook. He clicked on it thinking it would be hilarious and he'd laugh at it. And all of a sudden, he started nodding along. The YouTube algorithm started putting more videos in that vein before him. And before he knew it, he was so heavily deep in the conspiracy theories that have been put out there by Q and by the other personas and personalities running QAnon accounts online. It is utterly terrifying, but so compelling.
The Quiet Damage, QAnon and the Destruction of the American Family. Jess Kelly's Tech Rec this week. Jess, we'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.